Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now a story about the rise of hunger here in Massachusetts. Project Bread estimates that before the COVID-19 crisis broke, 9% of the state's residents faced hunger. But since, unemployment has skyrocketed. More than 1 million people have lost their jobs here, roughly one quarter of the state's workforce, and demand on food pantries has rocketed as well. It was easy to see when we made a virtual visit to a food pantry line in a packed parking lot in Waltham.
Hola. Two families, you said, coming?
Hasta luego.
Thank you.
This is two families? Okay, two families right here.
That is Miriam Michelle, executive director of the nonprofit Healthy Waltham. We spoke to her via Zoom.
I am at St. Mary's in Waltham, and we are at our monthly food pantry, has now since COVID turned into a weekly food distribution to serve the need in Waltham, which has been growing every week that we're doing this.
From what I can see, there are sure are a lot of cars in the parking lot there lined up waiting
yes.
to get your food assistance.
Yes. So, and then you can see onto the other side, we have a pedestrian walk up. So it's wrapped around about a block and a half right now for the pedestrians.
Just people social distance a few feet between them.
Absolutely. And we did have to start about a half an hour earlier because it was now becoming a traffic issue.
The first shopper, she says, was lined up at 11 a.m., 5 hours before the start of the food giveaway.
You've been doing this for how many weeks, and how long has it been like this?
The first one started April 2nd, and we were underprepared because we didn't realize the volume of people that we were going to receive. We had only servings for 330 people, but more than doubled showed up. And then we just geared up to make sure that we don't run out from then on. So every week we're servicing about 500 to 650 families.
And that's about the amount of food you have today for the
yes.
line that's outside the building now. Will you be able to, on this day, serve everyone?
We anticipate so. What we have also been doing when we run out of food is at least have $25 gift cards to a local grocery store here. So either Hannaford or Market Basket.
No, then we should go to both.
Mike Sabin, can I steal you for a second? So here, Mike Sabin is, so I'm with WBUR.
Yes.
Mike Sabin is the principal at the McDevitt Middle School in Waltham. He spoke to us for just a minute in between runs as he wheeled vegetables in a cart out to the tables in the parking lot for pickup. It's volunteer work he calls important.
I'm seeing people I know in the lines and people I know volunteering, and we know a lot of people are out of work. They might have been struggling already since we had a pretty big several hundred people coming through per month. And so now people have been out of work for a few months. It's got to be hard to feed a family.
It's got to be a little heartbreaking.
It is a little emotional to see that the size of this market has more than doubled, and it's also more frequent than it used to be. So we know there's a lot of need. To see middle school students waiting for 45 minutes in a line to pick up a few bags of food for their family is an emotional thing to see.
People may not know, but Waltham it's a working city, and it has a high volume of immigrant families and multi-generational families. And if they were already low income, and if everyone has been furloughed, this is driving this need.
Not in the food line on this day is Anisha Namagembe, a Ugandan immigrant living in Waltham. Though we reached her at home, she told us she's a regular food pantry client.
People are trying to help, but now the need is more than ever. So, like, I used to go to the Healthy Waltham lines, and there would barely be any lines. But now, if you get food, you're very lucky.
Anisha is a certified nursing assistant who works in an elder care home, but she also volunteers to deliver food to the hidden hungry, people and families in the local Ugandan community she says are reluctant to seek it out themselves.
My city has been very, very helpful. They've tried to help. but so many of my community, some of them are afraid of getting the help because these are people who are used to working 2-3 jobs just to sustain their family. And for you to go out and beg, they feel so low of themselves, even if it's okay. You know, I keep telling them, it's not because you're lazy. It's because this is going on everywhere.
Meantime, back at the food pantry in the parking lot at St. Mary's Church, Healthy Waltham's executive director, Miriam Michelle, and her volunteers are still placing boxes of food in the trunks of cars.
Oh, great. So we've served 188 cars so far.
In about a half hour.
Yes. And there's still 100 plus cars in the parking lot.
So, on this day, the end of the hunger line is in sight. But as economists predict, the coronavirus disruption of the economy will continue for some time. Many people in this line will undoubtedly be back. WBUR's Wilder Fleming produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.